Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Museum of the Bible, coming in Washington, D.C. in 2017, could have a profound impact, not only in America, but literally around the world. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this amazing thing that is coming from the Green family of Hobby Lobby. In fact, USA Today recently ran a story about the $800 million project in Washington, D.C. I've had the opportunity to speak with the person who's head of that, with the Green operation, the Museum of the Bible. I've had the opportunity to visit the first display of some of the artifacts in Washington, D.C., at the Vatican Embassy, and in Jerusalem, and also the building, and now at the Greens. I want to share you some of the amazing things that are taking place.
Well, it's exciting. The Greens right now are backing financially this $800 million Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. Reading about it on USA Today, what an amazing, it's going to have three-dimensional interactive computerized artifacts and things to research. And what's really neat about it is it's open to everyone, skeptics, atheists, Christians, Jews, the Muslims, which of course is the Great Commission, is to spread the gospel to everybody. Here is an opportunity through this museum right in Washington, D.C. to do just that.
And Steve Green is very passionate about this. This will not be a proselytizing program. It's just going to be the facts about the Bible. It'll talk about the history of the Bible. It has more documents in number and closer to the time of the original writings than any other book combined or ancient writing combined. It'll talk about the impact of the Bible, not just on our vernacular and sayings, but on all different kinds of industries, art and literature, music and so forth. So many people just don't understand the impact of it. It'll talk about the narrative of the Bible. What is the Bible all about? So each floor will be on one of those three components, the history, the impact, and the narrative. And it will be phenomenal. It will set a new standard for museums. It's not this sterile environment where you see documents and artifacts put on a wall or under glass. When you go into the environment will actually change and be consistent with the time period and the history and the display. Not only that, but you'll actually have interaction where you can interact with these documents through various technology. Some technology that they're developing right now doesn't even exist. They've got the highest tech people, including those in Israel, developing the technology. It'll be an immersive effect, so when you go there, you'll not just see things, but you'll be immersed visually and experientially into the actual documents, the Bibles, the artifacts. You know, when I was out at the Greens recently at Hobby Lobby, which was an amazing place in and of itself, I was out there and we had a day with different leaders from around the country. And I knew a lot about this because I have a lot of communication with the person who's been tapped as the person to lead this. I visited the actual building in Washington, D.C. That will be phenomenal, very close to the Capitol. And it's a $400 million building that they paid cash for. It's an $800 million operation. They have now over 50,000 ancient artifacts or documents of the Bible. They have 3,000-plus Torah scrolls. They have some of the things that no other person or museum in the world has. And I got a chance to be there in the first exhibit in Washington, D.C. I saw the one in Jerusalem, which was amazing. That was there for a year. But when I saw it all together, it was incredible because it's not just a museum. They also have a research component for scholars and students of literature and Bible to be able to study, to read and write on things that have not been written on before. They also have a Bible curriculum, Matt, and this is phenomenal. They started to deploy it in the United States, and they ended up taking it over to Israel. They have some of the top technological developers develop this curriculum, and a few days ago, it actually deployed to 1,400 ninth graders in Israel. It may go throughout the entire country. and it is phenomenal. They are providing all the iPads, and the book that they flip through, you can have different things on the iPad, and it'll make the things come alive. So you can see like a flat version of a document, may have cuneiform or Hebrew writing on it. You click on that, it becomes 3D multidimensional. You can look at it. You can almost feel it and touch it. It'll be something where people have this incredible immersion into the Bible. I was so inspired by this. You know, I listen to and I read the scriptures on a daily basis. I wanted the meeting to end so I could go out and read the Bible. That's the kind of thing that they want to have as an experience. People to fall in love with the scriptures again and let the scriptures just speak for themselves.
Yeah, you know, there's an old cliche, putting your money where your mouth is. Here's an example of that. And actions speak louder than words. And Steve Green, his family here, are taking an action to bring the living word, which already is alive, to bring it to live in kind of an interactive sense in Washington, D.C., as they did in Israel and elsewhere. And as with any major undertaking like this, it's not without controversy, and the Greens are not without controversy, as we know with the Hobby Lobby situation. And but here is a family that really walks the walk. They live out their faith in major ways, and frankly, they're just an inspiration.
Well, in fact, you know, they've got a lot of Jews and other scholars that are so supportive of what they're doing because it's looking at it from a real objective perspective. And Steve Green says, I don't need to add to the Bible. I don't need to proselytize it. I just want to get people introduced to the Bible, and God's word will speak for itself, and it'll change lives. That's all he's wanting to do. And it's an incredible thing that he's doing. He's very passionate about it. And this is an amazing facility. There's one particular thing, for example. This technology is in existence, but it's not in the United States. It's in one place in Europe. And it's going to be this thing where it's a ride on one of the levels. And you get on it, and it's three-dimensional. It's actually 4D. So you get all this experience. And you're riding through Washington, D.C., flying through Washington, D.C. and other parts of the country. And as Steve Green says, and you'll see where God's name and his scriptures are tattooed on America, where they're embedded into the monuments. This will be an amazing eye-opening experience for people who have no clue about the Bible. They don't understand the stories. So it's going to take them at the level of having very little or no experience, immersing them into it, and I think they'll walk away with this incredible appreciation. What they're doing on the curriculum side of things is so amazing. It is unparalleled with anything that's in existence. They're going to bring that to America. They're going to deploy that into the home schools, into the private schools, and then also the plan is to deploy it into the public schools.
Well, and no doubt it will be a major point of interest in Washington, D.C. for people to come. And you mentioned that ride to learn about the true Judeo-Christian history of our nation's founding, still alive right there in Washington, D.C. There are many politicians that would prefer that it weren't and would like to cover it up. But this will bring to light the truth of the Judeo-Christian founding of our nation, right, even right there in Washington, D.C., all over the monuments.
Well, they've got, during the PowerPoint, and they'll have some of this in the presentation as well, different secular publications or magazines that said, what's the top 10 things that influenced our culture? Well, guess what one of the secular magazines and reviews said? The Bible. And people would think, well, the Bible? Really? Well, this is how it did it. They'll find out. This will be an amazing, I think, potentially transformative moment in history that could have not only a huge impact in America, but literally around the world. This has been displayed in Cuba. People who were opposed, by the time they get through it, a form of this presentation, they softened, and now they're amazed by the Bible. For more information about how you can be involved in Life and Liberty, go to our website, lc.org. Again, our website is lc.org. I am very excited about what's coming down the pipe with regards to the Museum of the Bible. It'll be a couple of blocks from Washington, D.C., an amazing facility that's currently under construction, opening in 2017. There's much more besides just the museum. There's the curriculum that's already being deployed in Israel. Of all places, Israel. I mean, this is amazing, amazing what's taking place in Israel. And now it's being worked on to bring to the United States to deploy here among our homeschoolers, our private schools. I can tell you what, you've not seen anything like this. It is interactive and immersive. It's incredible. It will inspire you to read the Bible. I encourage you to go. Put the Word on your daily reading list. Listen to it, read it, make sure it's part of your everyday life. It will change your life forever. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.